What I hear is you are the nominee for council president next year. First of all, why?
Well, you know, I want to start by thanking Bob for 2 years of outstanding service. You know, in 07, the political rhetoric out there was pretty tense. And many of us who had just joined the council were relatively green, and his steady, quiet leadership was instrumental into giving all of us the confidence and the resources necessary to be effective in our jobs. I think with 2 years left in the council's term, we faced some challenges we didn't necessarily face the first 2 years. I know the mayor has a very aggressive agenda. And one area we really want to work to improve in is our communication with the community and ensuring that they have notice of what we're doing, that we're reaching out to them through all forms of media, and that they have a clear and concise message about what we stand for and what we're working to accomplish.
Anything in particular? I mean, obviously, the budget's going to be a big deal. With full property tax caps fully kicking in, city's going to be looking for maybe about $30 million that they may lose. Is that going to take up most of the council's time?
Well, the budget always takes up most of the council's time. You know, I would hate to sort of espouse an agenda as a potential president without actually being elected first. You know, I am the Republican caucus nominee for the office, but it is a full council vote. And so in January, if I am selected, then we'll start to lay out our platform and what we're going to focus on.
And one of the things that's always that pops up is, you know, if Ryan Vaughn becomes council president, you know, the people at Barnes and Thornburg, the strings will stretch all the way down to Market Street and the usual, what I like to call nonsense. So how do you respond?
Well, I think you summed it up there. I work for one of the top 100 law firms in the country. It is a private employer, and there are occasions in which in 3 years I've abstained four times because of a potential conflict. But we're really focused on making sure that everyone in the council has the opportunity to participate in committee meetings and to have their agendas heard on the floor and to make sure the public knows what we're doing, and that's what we're most focused on.
One thing that did come up this year that took up a lot of time, it seemed, was the proposed smoking ban. It's back in committee. Is it, you know, making a comeback just to wait and see, or you guys wait to see what the legislature does, or is it just leave that alone for now?
Well, I've talked to the members. We referred it back to committee last meeting, and I talked to the members of that committee and the chairman, and they've agreed to postpone it indefinitely. I've seen no progress as far as changes to the ban as introduced that would garner the 15 necessary votes to make a decision or meet the mayor's standards of consideration on the proposal. So at the current time, I would say that there's been no progress made and no intention to consider it in the near future.
Ryan Vaughn, thank you very much.
Thank you.